match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Cricket Info. I'm Akhila Rangana and joining me is Sanjay Manjrekar to look back on India's thrilling one-wicket victory over Australia in Mohali. Now, Sanjay, the last time we spoke, you had said that this test match looked like it was heading towards a dull draw, but really it's been one of the most exciting test finishes that we've witnessed.
Absolutely. You know, when a team bats first and gets 428 and then the team batting second gets past 400, and then you start looking at the pitch conditions and, you know, just applying cricketing logic, you generally get the feeling. And I think most people thought at that stage that, you know, both teams were even after the first innings and most likely this test match will end in a draw. But this is also another thing about the game is it's not always correct to apply cricketing logic because there's got to be always a disclaimer that something like this would happen. So tremendous turnaround in the second innings. Not such great batting from both sides, but, you know, providing a brilliant finish to a test match. And, you know, this is the beauty of test match cricket. You know, it's a bit too long for the modern audiences, but the drama that it creates over the 5 days, you know, it's just brilliant. I'm hearing fireworks, you know, around my house. Now, that is something you don't get to hear too often in a T20 win or, you know, one of those one-day matches that we play. So, test match, you know, again, this one has shown that it gives you something very special. And even the modern audiences, teenagers who are hooked on T20 cricket, 50 overs cricket, would have been hooked onto this match.
Right, Sanjay. Now, looking specifically at today, of course, the highlight of today was VVS Lakshman's innings. He was batting with a bad back and a runner, back-to-back match-winning knocks for India. He held his nerve, and what was especially crucial about his innings was the rate at which he scored and also the way he rotated the strike.
I think next, I would really want to see is VVS Lakshman bat blindfolded against Australia. And I think, you know, the Australian bowler would still be wary of him. It was a tremendous innings. You know, not too much was expected from VVS because back problem for a batsman almost paralyzes you. You know, maybe a slight hamstring pull and all those you can, you know, work around it a bit. But a back problem is a real, real handicap. And in spite of that, perhaps what it just allowed VVS is to be calm and play like a guy who's got nothing to lose. You know, I think that may have been the feeling that he must have gotten when he came into bat. And just watching some of the back foot drives and everything that he played, he was just being very, very composed and knowing that, you know, whatever I get today is going to be a bonus. And that actually helped his batting. I thought it was tremendous batting, both, you know, from pure quality of shots and just the entire batting mechanism that we saw. And also, you know, his mindset. You know, on occasions, he lost his cool a bit with the runner situation. But the moment, you know, that happened, when he was about to face the ball, one had to just see his face and you could see that this man is still well in control of his emotions, very calm. And to have two such innings in two matches, you know, two consecutive test matches and with no cricket in between. Mind you, this is a guy who doesn't play 50 overs cricket, doesn't play T20 cricket. I've been in a situation like that when you just play, you know, test match to test match. It's not easy. And it's something every time I meet VVS or when I communicate with him on the phone, that's something I keep telling him. It's amazing how he's able to provide such quality innings just playing international cricket after such long gaps.
Sanjay, the Tendulkar and Lakshman partnership, of course, got things off, you know, a good start for India. But it was really the Ishant Sharma-Lakshman partnership that was critical and would have really frustrated the Australians. Ishant Sharma really played his part in India's victory, especially first with his batting.
I thought Tendulkar also looked very good. I thought he was the man who was going to take India over, you know, because VVS Lakshman came in with a bad back. So really the security of a win was going to be provided by Tendulkar, which he was doing quite well. The result, he was unfortunate in the way he got out, but he also looked a guy who was in a zone to take India, you know, across the line. But yes, Ishant Sharma, you know, 3-wicket burst, which was unexpected and brought the unexpected turnaround in the test match. So that was brilliant. But his batting, it's not something that we're seeing for the first time. I think he's got a defensive technique that a batsman would be proud of. You know, he keeps a short back lift. He's good in front foot defense. He's good in back foot defense as well. On a couple of occasions, he was troubled by the short pitch delivery, like, you know, frontline batsmen were also. So he's got a kind of technique, a defensive technique that a batsman would be proud of and a great temperament to go with it. You know, when tail enders hang around for such a long time, you know, taking on these big fast bowlers, I always feel for such people, you know, and it's something that I've said in the past as well. And these are the kind of evidences that selectors have to keep in mind, guys who show courage, who show grit, and, you know, when they become borderline cases, sometimes for selection, I think this is something that's got to be used to keep them in the team.
Sanjay, you just touched upon Ishant, the bowler. Now, it was really his spell before lunch on day four that proved very critical. Till then, the Australians through Shane Watson looked as though they were set for a huge lead. But he somehow, after his disappointing performance in the first inning, swung into some great rhythm and picked up those three critical wickets.
Yeah, I think that was the turning point of the second half of the match. I think this test match was about two halves. You know, first was the first inning where, you know, batting from both teams clicked quite good. Bowling was a bit of a hard work. So that was the first half of the test match. The second half was the low-scoring one where runs were not coming as easy. The pitch wasn't really bad till the end. But just that, you know, run-making was getting difficult. The bowlers were feeling a little more charged up. The SG ball has been a great friend for the bowlers. You know, it's, without, I think, this cricket ball, the SG brand ball, I don't think we would have had this kind of a test match, because this ball gives something for the seam bowlers when it gets old as well on Indian pitches. So I think that is one important point that we've got to note. But yes, Ishant Sharma's spell was the turning point of the second half of the test match. And also after that, you know, the other Indian bowlers also didn't allow Australia to rise back. Bhaji got two, Pragyan Oja got two, and Zahir Khan finished off 9, 10, 11. So India was relentless in the field, and just the kind of reply that you know, India had to give Australia to show that they were still in the game.
Sanjay, let's spare a thought for Australia. Now, in a previous discussion between you and Ian Chappell, both of you had, you know, come to the conclusion that perhaps the best bowling attack under all conditions, not just at home or in your specific away locations, has to be Australia. And even though Australia have lost, they really proved that, didn't they, especially through their faster men.
Well, we have a right to celebrate an Indian win. The Indian team has to be congratulated, but we should also bear in mind that this Australian team is relatively inexperienced in Indian conditions when you compare it with the Indian team who are playing in home conditions, and that pitch at Mohali was a typical Indian pitch. So from that standpoint, you have to only admire the fight that Australia put up with a pretty inexperienced bowling attack in Indian conditions. Bollinger pulled his weight in the team. Hilfenhaus as well was getting the ball to swing. Mitchell Johnson was always going to be the strike bowler. Horace got wickets on few occasions. Marcus North, I thought, was quite impressive. The only problem I see with Nathan Horace that a lot of overseas spinners have when they come to India is they're not accurate enough to really put the pressure on the batsman. Because the pitches offer a little more for the spinners in India, it's very important for that spinner to be accurate. And all, you know, I can say to overseas spinners is to just watch Indian spinners of the past who have been brilliant on Indian pitches. And I'm not talking about necessarily the big names, you know, that did so well for India. But if you watch the local domestic spinners who got loads of wickets, all they did was just bowl accurately on one spot and let the pitch do the rest. And I think when Horace learned to do that, I think Shane Warne also towards, you know, later trips that he made in India started doing that, you know, simply looking to just be accurate and letting pitch do the rest. So maybe a little weakness there in the spin department, but overall, just terrific example of never say die and also some ability from the seamers.
Sanjay, you touched upon Nathan Horace. Now, that will be the one area of concern going into Bangalore for Australia, especially given in the latter stages of this match, Ricky Ponting chose to go with Marcus North and not Nathan Horace. So, is that one change that you see the Australians going with into Bangalore?
I'm not sure. You know, I think it will depend on the pitch that you have in Bangalore. You know, if they realize this pitch has nothing for the spinner, they might just be happy playing Marcus North and, you know, having maybe more spin seam, or maybe they'll get an additional batsman in, because their batting has been a slight concern. You know, Shane Watson has got runs, Ponting got a few, but, you know, their batsmen haven't all clicked at around the same time. And I think that is the reason why we had this exciting test match with that second innings collapse. So the batting may be a slight worry, but I think the final 11 will be picked after looking at the conditions in Bangalore. I'm sure Horace would be somebody that he'll look at. But he also, you know, if you don't forget, he started off today with Nathan Horace. So he, as captain, is looking to, you know, give Horace all the confidence that he needs. But it's just a matter of him, in his mind, deciding whether Horace is the long-term solution and needs to be backed at this time. Then maybe Horace might still maintain his place in the team.
Now, Sanjay, in conclusion, both Ricky Ponting and MS Dhoni in their post-match discussion said that this was perhaps one of the most exciting test matches that they've been part of. What can we expect now in Bangalore?
Well, I think this has been a great curtain raiser to the series, and it's something that I've said as well before the series started. You know, when you have India, Australia playing against each other in a test series, I mean, what is the logic of having two test matches? You know, it's just a shame. I've made this analogy as well. It's like Federer and Nadal, you know, two very exciting players playing in a Wimbledon final of two sets. It's a missed opportunity, I think, for the administrators that once you've got these two teams together to play in a test series, it's got to be minimum, you know, three test matches or at least five test matches. You know, so this is something that the administrators could learn from. Because this battle between India and Australia could continue to be in this fashion for a while because both teams have a great attitude towards the game. So it's a shame that we just have the Bangalore test match, but what the heck, let's expect another one. I wonder whether it will live up to our expectations after the kind of start that we have had in the series. But we can only be grateful to both teams for providing us such a great test match. And at a time when, you know, people are skeptical about the future of test match cricket.
Right, Sanjay, thank you so much for your views. We'll hear from you again during the Bangalore test. For now, it's goodbye.
This is Cricinfo Talk.